Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. Wingo moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Wingo scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heilman moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. O'Rourke reaches third base with a triple. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb has O'Rourke trapped. There's the throw to Schock and back to Cobb, who tags O'Rourke for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Cobb picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Cobb. Collins scores. Falk goes all the way around to score. Hooper moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney has Hooper trapped. There's the throw to Woodall and back to Haney, who tags Hooper for the out. Kahm moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Rourke moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. O'Rourke scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper is hit by the pitch. Falk moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Calm bunts towards first. Blue fields it and throws to third for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hooper trying to get to home. Cobb throws the ball into Woodall who tags Hooper who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Blue steals second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Collins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ma still moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Collins moves to third. Falk moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Jess Doyle now pitching. Spence Harris pinch hits for Willie Calm. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing third base. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wingo. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Wingo steals second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schalk for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue bunts towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Heilman scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. 1 out. It's 6-4, Tigers. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive towards third. Haney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.